It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But right now, on the Rude guest hotline, we find our guy Tony Massenburg. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Tony, of course, covers the Wiz over at Monumental Sports. I was actually altcasting with him watching the game on Saturday night. We were talking a bunch about the Terps. He's a Maryland legend, and he's got some thoughts on the program. Tony, it's good to have you back on with Grant and Danny here. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good seeing you then, and good hearing from you now, bro.
So, Tony, just give me your 30,000-foot view here. What did you make of this whole situation, the season, the way it ended, Kevin Willard leaving, and the kind of fallout?
Well, I thought the season was fantastic. I thought that we had a great unit, great group of guys. And, you know, I the only weakness I really saw that we had that I was worried about as the season progressed was just a lack of depth. But, you know, I soon started to realize that the starters were really good, exceptional. Derek Queen was, you know, exceptional and as good as, you know, better than advertised, I think, in most people's estimation, because he's, you know, he's really worked himself into being one of the top draft picks in the NBA, I believe, with what he was able to show. So, and I thought that notoriety he gained as freshman of the year really brought some great attention to the program. Now, that all being said, that speaks great for the team and the players on the team. And obviously, you know, they had a pretty good season. As far as Coach Willard leaving, I think that's just a, you know, when you look at it, you know, the biggest thing there to me is just a byproduct of the business. This is where it is. Players come and go. And now that, you know, with the transfer portal, and now that's trickled down to coaching. You know, I'm sorry to see a successful coach leave and, you know, the coach and a team that, you know, got to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. You know, with that core group of players and coaches, and now that's all going to be broken up. And, you know, this is just a change that happens in a lot of programs. I didn't care for the way some things came out, you know, as far as, you know, some of the other situations, the way things were happening with between him and the athletic department. I thought those things should have been handled in-house and, you know, just wasn't a good look for the program. But as far as him leaving, you know, when you look at the way business is conducted now at the college level, this is really kind of par for the course.
Tony, you were there late 80s, right? 1990 NBA draft. You've seen all the different iterations of this thing all the way through as an NBA player, watching them win a national championship. I know from talking to you yesterday, you're still very close with a lot of the guys that have been through the program and were on that team. I want to know, what do you think they should be? Like, how should they be viewing themselves? What should their look in the mirror reflect as a basketball program and their standing in the country?
Well, I think it should reflect what put us on the map in the beginning, and that was the, you know, the fact that we won games. We were a very successful program in the 80s, and you know, again, that goes back to Leslie Giselle and the tradition that he helped establish with Maryland basketball. You know, even you can go back as far as Gary Williams' days. You know, there's been a level of excellence, and I'm talking about Gary Williams as a player, not as a coach. We know what Gary was able to accomplish as a coach, but I'm talking about as far as the tradition of Maryland basketball. It's been consistent throughout decades, and you know, I think once we kind of got to a place where, you know, after the death of Len Bias, we had three coaches in 5 years, and I played for all three of them. And so the change, you know, at the University of Maryland really kind of started there. And once Coach Gary Williams got there, the third coach of the three, between Leslie Giselle, Bob Wade, and then eventually Gary, then Gary was able to unite the program in a way that really nobody outside of the program could have, because he was one of the University of Maryland's own, and he was an up-and-coming coach in the college ranks and had proven that he was, you know, exceptional as a coach. So when the opportunity arose for him to be able to come back to the program at a time when the program really needed it and was, you know, in you know, coming out of, you know, dealing with some NCAA things and obviously still reeling from the controversial, you know, situation, the way the Len Bias situation played out. So, you know, that was a ripple effect of years. And then you have Bob Wade come in and you know, there was more turmoil with his departure. So Gary was viewed as that guy, as one of Maryland's own, who could really bring it all back together. And when I look at the program now, not that it's in that type of turmoil in comparison to the past, but it is in a place where we are feeling like we need someone who is actually a part of the program to truly be the one to sort of galvanize the alumni and the fans and get back to the historical aspect of, you know, Maryland guys being part of it. That was the one thing. You know, there were some Maryland players on that staff that Coach Williams won the championship with. And myself and Walt Williams and other guys were very involved with that team and the program in general for all the years that we played. So I think we need to really find a way to be a Maryland family again, because I think we got away from that once Gary retired.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tony Massenberg with us here on G&D. And Tony, this is kind of where I was going. You mentioned this. This is the landscape now. For better or worse, you could complain about it, but I'm not saying you, but anyone could be mad about it, but that's what it is. And when you hire somebody that's going to do probably something similar to what Kevin Willard did, like where you could either hold the university, for lack of a better term, hostage, or he might sign a better deal elsewhere. You're kind of part of that system now. To me, that moonshot is defined this 2.0 version of a Gary Williams, right? Someone that's not just going to leave because the next program comes calling with maybe a bit more money or whatever, that's got the affinity for the place and wants to make it work there. I just don't know where that's going to come from. Is that something you co-sign? And it sounds like you were talking about that, sort of bringing that Maryland family aspect back together.
Yeah, that's where it needs to come from, because when you look at some of the other top programs in the country, across the country, that's what they have. The Carolinas, you know, they had Carolina guys, you can go to a bunch of traditional schools, Duke and so forth, and you can see it's people who have ascended to being a head coach or athletic director, whatever it is, but it's people who have ascended from within the program, who started there and have some type of personal connection, because sometimes you really have that type of loyalty and to draw others in and to really kind of have that other factor that's outside of the brand of the school. You need that family atmosphere. And the only way a lot of times to create a family atmosphere is to hire people from within the university family. So I think we have to find a way to get back to that.
So who are those guys,
out there.
Like, I know Dwayne Simpkins at American, but he's the one name I keep hearing. But are there other Maryland alums that are coaches? I mean, it's a small pool, right?
Well, yeah, it's a small pool, but there are guys that have been assistant, that are assistant coaches. There's a Dwayne Simpkins who I think would be great when you consider the fact that, you know, his second year as a head coach, he wins his conference. I think that says a lot about him. And he was a longtime assistant coach as well. And he's also a guy who's, well known in this area, and has a great name, family guy, great reputation, and a guy that all the University of Maryland players and alumni respect, because he is someone who deserves to be respected. He would be someone that I think should be considered, mainly because he has everything that I just illustrated about the same qualities that Gary had. Gary had more head coaching experience, I think, at the time, because he had been there longer. But I think that in this age where things have shifted, where, coaches and players tend to move, sometimes from year to year or every couple of years, then I think you could look at someone like him and make a case, that he could be a great hire here, especially with his local ties and just the fact that he's had success during his brief head coaching career, which says that he seems to be prepared. I have seen other people get opportunities with less of a connection than Dwayne Simpkins has to Maryland, and less of a resume from a coaching standpoint than what he has. So I just don't believe that it's out of the question that he should be someone who should be considered.
So as we go forward here, in terms of the search and what's next, the timing of it's terrible, Tony, right? This is so late in the game. And I know they're not the only school to have this happen to them. Other teams that are successful probably aren't dealing with this. So is there a short-term version of a fix? Or kind of what should they do here? Like right now, this minute, if they're meeting over there in Maryland, whoever they is, I don't know who the AD is going to be. Like what should be happening right now?
Well, first of all, the timing is awful. And the AD leaving just complicates the situation even more, because normally the AD would be, the person who would obviously be instrumental in picking the head coach. But, when you have vacancies at both those positions, I think it's even more important that you take time that's, obviously you don't have a lot of, but you have to allocate some of that toward finding the right people. And I don't think that's a process in itself that can be rushed. I think you'd be better invested. I think you'd be better off investing time in the front end of trying to have a search to where you can find the most qualified person so that you, in other words, when you make that move, make sure you make the right move instead of, you know, saying, well, we'll just hire this person and we're not sure if, you know, this is going who we're going with long term or whatever. I just think it's important that you invest the time wisely because you're not going to have a lot of time on the back end once you start talk about, you know, the season will be here before you know it. There's, you know, football season. You're obviously going to need your AD there. So I just think you have to invest that time in your search and make sure you hire the right two people in the AD and the head coach. And hopefully that, you know, you can make things happen pretty quickly on the back end with some assistance from other people that are already in place.
Tony, Saturday was fun. So was this. Thanks, buddy. Good catching up.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you got it. So did the altcast last minute filling in. Had only done caps, did a Wizards altcast.
That's cool, dude.
But it was him and Chris Wright, the former Georgetown star.
Absolutely.
He was a great player at Georgetown.
People sleep, man.
He used to get buckets at St. John's College High School, too. But, I mean, he was a walking bucket. That kid could score.
He could. If he was a couple inches taller, ..
You know, exactly.
Like one of those
right.
like type guys, yeah. He was a player, man.
But those two, just really, really fun to work with. And it was actually a great Wizards game. It was two bad teams. Them and the Brooklyn Nets, and it came down to the wire, and they had a couple of career nights from a couple of the guys deep down the roster, and it was entertaining to watch.
Kind of what happens this time of year, right?
Yeah, sitting and hanging out with those guys watching basketball was really insightful, so I really enjoyed catching up with him.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.